Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Labava is here. Joel's back. And Joel's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He's our franchise expert, the author of Become a Franchise Owner. And he has been joining us now all these years, helping us understand the landscape, the franchise landscape. And whether you're a franchisee, you own a local franchise, or you're a franchisor, you're the one who creates the intellectual property that makes that possible. He's our good friend Joel Labava. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Joel, as always. So, Joel, when we think about the coronavirus and the way the economy has been kind of shut down, you drive around and you see all the restaurants that are closed except for drive-up. Thank God, I'm sure they thank God for some of those. But a whole lot of those are franchises. And again, if they're franchises, that means that it's a local small business owner who owns that franchise. And they've really been kicked in the teeth by this coronavirus, haven't they?
No, they sure have. Up here in Cleveland, it's pretty strange. You go past strip centers, and some places are open, some are closed. Retail is really, really not good. At least with some of the food franchises, they do have capability of delivery, and a lot of them, of course, have drive-through, which has save them. I'm sure that the revenue is down, but it's about convenience. And right now, people are allowed to leave their house to go shopping and food shopping and go get food for themselves. So,
well, at least they can. At least
that I've seen have been busy.
At least the restaurants can keep the backbone of their operation going, the kitchen going, and their cook staff and that kind of thing going. That's the engine of the restaurant. At least most of them have been able to keep that going. That's been, even if the revenue's not there, it's been good that they've been able to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Even if it's 50% of the revenue in some cases, it's still revenue, and they're able to keep some employees on. So that's a positive. But it's definitely a strange world right now. Very strange world, and I think that businesses are going to be changed forever. I think retail more than restaurants. Retail is just, they've been taking a hit anyway, so it's going to be real tough to come back.
Main street retail,
and it spread throughout the whole economy.
Mm-hmm. Main street retail, we talked about the retail ice age over the last 3 or 4 years with the demise of so many of the major retailers, and online has really taken a toll. Amazon has really taken a toll on the Main Street retailer, especially the small businesses. And now this, it's a double whammy, isn't it? It's almost too much, isn't it, Joel?
It is too much. It is. But I think that at least in heavily populated areas, the math doesn't lie, and that this virus spreads so fast. One person can infect, dozens of people that I don't think there was any way around it. The trick is going to be is how to reopen it, how to reopen the economy, mm-hmm. and to make sure that it doesn't backfire if we do it too soon, too fast. I think that's the key. But franchising, like most industries, is changing, and is changing fast because of this. Not necessarily for good, but But the retail part of franchising has been struggling to begin with, and this is just making it tougher for retail. I mean, just ridiculously tougher.
What are you hearing? What are you seeing from the franchisor themselves? That landscape, that half of the trend, of the industry, the people who create the ideas and the intellectual property. What are you seeing from those people?
Well, the good news is that the really, really good franchisors have found a way in some cases to adapt and to take some of their business online relatively quickly. So that is good. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of other things, though. Charles Internicola is a franchise attorney and a friend of mine. And a trend that he said that he's seeing is that the good franchisees, the good franchisors are proving why investing in a franchise is an advantage over solo entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. because a good franchisor can really take action quickly and has the bandwidth to do it. It's not just good enough to have a good business model now. Franchisors with culture, really good values, and ones that take care of their franchisees are golden.
Are you seeing them step up in this time? Are you seeing those franchisors step up and help out their local folks?
Absolutely. Because it's a win-win. If the franchisees don't succeed and don't stay in business, mm-hmm. the franchisor is done. So it's a win-win. Both need to work with each other and help figure this out.
I don't care
how big the franchisor is.
Have you seen them? Well, of course, most of their fees are based on revenue, right? I mean, 6% of revenue the number is.
So that's right.
It's not a matter of asking us for an abatement. If we don't have any revenue, I can't pay you and you can't make me.
It's either there or it's not.
You can't do the math on zero, can you? And so,
No, it's not magic.
Yeah, exactly.
it's just math.
Well, and I'm sure their growth. I mean, every franchisor has a growth factor in their annual plans, and I would assume the growth that part of their plans are completely kaput right now with.
Oh, kaput. That's the word that I would use. Also, their business plans have just radically changed.
Yeah.
This year.
And this is part of the dynamism of the economy that a lot of people are not thinking of, right? I mean, the economy is a dynamo, and it's not just whether you buy a hamburger today from a restaurant or some clothes from a store. It's also the new one that may be put out there and the growth opportunity. The dynamo is – we've stopped the dynamo, folks, and that's what we've got to kick off again. And that's not going to be so easy. We'll get to talk about some more about this after the break with our good friend Joel Abava. He is the Franchise King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.